bugle. Let's just stand to our feet. Come on, let's just put our hands together all over the building. Anybody got joy this morning? I said, anybody got joy this morning? Your eyes came open. You saw a brand new day. Come on, just give them your best praise. This is a day that the Lord has made. Come on, put your hands together. Come on, you better than that. Put those hands together like you done lost your mind. God has been good to you. That's really got something that God has done for you this year that you're thankful for? Anybody got something that you're thankful for? I said, anybody got something that you're thankful for? I gave you just to begin to give God your best praise. See, some of y'all didn't think you were going to make it from January, but God has brought you this far. If God has been good to you, and if you know that he brought you out and he brought you through, turn to somebody and say, I'm not going to wait till next year. I'm going to praise him right now. Okay, that didn't catch you. All right, listen. My son drives the AC Transit. And just on yesterday, he was on his route and somebody ran into the bus. But guess what? He's here today. Yesterday, he was at the hospital. But he's in service on today. I wish I had some help in here. Turn to somebody and say, you can't tell me what my God can't do. We're going to get ready. We're going to get ready to move on. Hallelujah. Let's give our choirs a great hand for blessing us through song. Hallelujah. Let's get prepared to transition our youth. Amen. Into children's church, youth church. Amen. I gave you turn to your neighbor. Look up dead in the eye and tell them, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. It's just good to be in the house. Hallelujah. Anybody glad to be here on this morning? Let's give our musicians a hand. Amen. Bless us. This morning, we bless God. We bless God. We bless God. We bless God. You should have already had church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You should have already had church. Amen. Now let's give the Lord a hand clap. We pray that you would keep Mother Fox in your prayers as she is in Summer Solano. Amen. They thought she had had a stroke, but she's got a chemical imbalance from taking too much medication. So they're trying to flush all this medication out of her system. So hopefully she'll be released on tomorrow. So just the other day, myself and Deacon Scott were up with her. So just keep her and that family in prayer. Amen. I tell y'all all the time, we're praying for others now. But in the twinkling of an eye, somebody could be praying for us. Amen. Amen. We're praying not only for Mother Fox, but we're praying for all those who are out sick. Amen. That God still has healing power in the palm of his hands. God, our Father, how we thank you. Thank you, God, for this another day's journey, and we are glad about it. Thank you for life, health, and strength, for your keeping power. Thank you for the privilege of praise and worship, that we can come boldly and give you praise, honor, and glory. Thank you for all that our eyes have seen, ears have heard. Hope somebody has already been helped by the service, oh God, but service is not complete without your word. And oh God, we pray that right now you take me out of self, hide me behind your cross. Speak a word through me that someone kind might come running saying, what must I do to be saved? Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on this place. And we will give your name praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're also praying for Sister Cookie Wilborn, that God would continue to touch her body. Amen. Amen. If you got your Bibles, Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. And I just want to look at verse 12. Then I want you to put your finger there and go over to Philippians chapter 2. And we're going to look at verses 9 through 11. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And we're going to go over to Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Somebody does not have a Bible standing next to you, please be Christian enough to allow them to look on with you. Amen. Amen. We all have it. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, you'll find these words. Neither is there a salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Turn over to Philippians chapter 2. Beginning with verse 9, you'll find these words, wherefore God has also has highly exalted him, giving him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. Amen. I think that's enough. It's going through 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Turn to your neighbor, look him dead in the eye, and tell him, neighbor,
what does Christmas
mean to you? Amen. I'm going to stay right there. What does Christmas mean to you? All month, we've been challenged with a question. It's an interesting question. Something not only to challenge our minds, but our spirits. It's a personal question. Question that really would put us all into deep thought. was not designed for us to blurt out the first thing that came to our minds. But it was designed for us to give some careful consideration to the question. The question was, what does Christmas mean to you? We raised this question for the last few weeks because Christmas means something different to everyone. Some of us base Christmas on circumstances. Feels like Christmas if it's snowing outside. Feels like Christmas if I've got money in the bank. If I got food on the table. But for some, it's a happy time. But how many know Christmas is not a happy time for everybody? For some, it's a time of joy. For others, it's a time of sorrow. For some, it's a time of excitement. For others, it's a time of depression. Everybody ain't happy this time of year. Matter of fact, statistics says that homicide rates are up this time of year. Suicide rates are up this time of year. Matter of fact, it was just the other night a man got depressed in Sacramento, killed his wife because he was depressed over financial situations. Accidental death rates are up this time of year. Matter of fact, I need to warn you that local law enforcement agencies have double patrols because after the Christmas party, after the food fellowship and festivities, after consuming Reggie the alcohol, there are some who decide to get behind the wheel of automobiles, get on the highways intoxicated, take the lives of innocent people because you had too much at the party. Do I have a witness here? But because that's what Christmas to some is all about. It's all about the brandy. It's all about the eggnog. Wish I had some help in here. So the question today is, what does Christmas mean to you? Because as Christians, we need to understand that it's a special season. I said it's a special season. It's the time that we set aside to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if anybody deserves to be celebrated, I said if anybody deserves to be celebrated, how many know that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, deserves to be celebrated? Turn to somebody and tell him he really do deserve to be celebrated. And it's sad that we just celebrate him one day out of the year. Because anybody know he's been good? And he didn't wait till December 25th to bless you. He didn't wait till December 25th to wake you up. Every day is a day of faith. Get every day your eyes come open. You ought to give God a big celebration. I wish I had some help in here. Every day that you go home in the morning, leave home in the morning, and able to return home in the evening, turn to somebody and say, that's a good day. I don't care what happened in between. time you deal with a crazy boss all day long and don't lose your mind. Can I get witness in here? Come to somebody and say, that's a good day. And any time you deal with haters all day long and don't lose your mind. Turn to somebody and say, that's a good day. And let me come down your street. Any time you deal with yourself all day long, I wish I had some help in here. And don't catch a case. Turn to somebody and say, that's a good day. I don't care what happened in between. And some of y'all are over your credit limit. Some of y'all about to have your praise account closed because you failed to make a payment. I wish I had some help in here. You 30 days overdue. Matter of fact, some of y'all 12 months overdue. Turn to somebody and say, you ought to catch up on today and give God praise for all that he's done. I understand every day ain't been good. I understand every day ain't been good. But turn to somebody and say, baby, he kept me. I wish I had some help in here. I'm still, turn to high five your neighbor and tell him, I'm still here. It's a time that we celebrate. Because this is Jesus. Mary's baby. Jesus, Emmanuel, the one who came to save us from our sin, the one who showed up when we really didn't want him to, but we really needed him to. Because how many know we were content doing our own thing? And God said, your own thing ain't good enough, because all that's going to do is get you in hell. I wish I had some help. He said, I need somebody to go out and redeem man back. And anybody glad that Christ came to redeem you back to himself? He didn't come for no other reason but to redeem you back to himself because he loves you. I gave you a look at your neighbor and tell him, he really do love me. Tell that neighbor, I don't know if he loved you or not, but one thing's for sure, he sure loved me. Matter of fact, not only does he love me, he's in love with me. That's why he wakes me up every morning, because he loved me. That's why he keep on looking beyond my faults, because he loves me. That's why he keep on making a way out of no way, because he loves me. That's why I can stay in here today, high five your neighbor and tell him, baby, he loves me. And tell him, love ain't a one-way street, because I love him too. Maybe I'm a pole in the house. Is there anybody here that loves my Jesus? He loves me when I'm right. He loves me when I'm wrong. He loves me when I'm good. He loves me when I'm bad. He loves me even when I'm naughty, just like he loves me when I'm naughty. He loves me when I'm on the mountaintop. He loves me when I'm on the valley. I tell you, God loves us. I got to mess you up right here, because his love is not based on you. I said his love for you is not based on you. Would God love you if it was really based on you? Turn to somebody and say, I only love myself sometimes. I wish I had some help in here. I look back over my life and think, what were you thinking? What really were you thinking? But anybody glad that God looked beyond all that junk? Look beyond all my faults and saw my needs. And he's not like some of y'all. Some of y'all see needs, but you won't meet needs. High five your neighbor and tell him, baby, he met my needs. Matter of fact, he blessed me. He gave me more. And that's enough to shout about right there. You shouldn't have to go all the way back to January to find something to shout about. Just the mere fact that you woke up this morning, tell somebody, say, that's enough to shout right there. That's enough right there. When you think about, he protected you all last night while you slumbered and slept. Didn't even know where you was. But he kept you. That's enough to shout about. As Christians, we realize Christmas is not about what's underneath the tree. Because he's the one that provided the means. If he hadn't blessed you, don't think you got that job because you're so good at what you do. Because trust me, a whole lot of folks better than you applied with you. But God blessed you. He made a way out of no way. And some of you think that's because you've been on your job 20 and 30 years. You got job security. Turn to your neighbor and tell them the only thing you got secure is your salvation. I wish I had some help in here. And if you don't believe me, just wait a few more months. I wish I had some help in here. Christmas is not about what's underneath the tree. Because nothing can compare to the gift that we have already been given. And see, the problem that we have is we have commercialized Christmas so much. I wish I had some help in here. We watch too much TV. Amen, somebody. And all that is a marketing tool. They show it to you on TV, knowing that if you see it enough, you'll go out and buy it. I wish I had some help in here. And anybody know we do that? We'll figure out how to pay for it later. I wish I had some help up in here. As long as we got a credit card that we can use, we'll worry about the rest later. And guess what? That's what they want you to do. Because they know if you pay cash for it, they can't get no interest. I wish I had some help up in here. So they say, Aisha, guess what? We're going to raise your credit limit so you can buy whatever you want to buy. And then we're going to charge you interest, because we're going to get more money. I wish I had some help in here. But nothing can compare to the gift that we've already been given. I'm sorry, ladies, but the best gift you were given was not bought from Jared's. It didn't come from Zell. It didn't come from JCPenney's. It didn't even come from Kmart or Walmart. The best gift that you received did not show up in a three-piece suit. The best gift that you received wasn't wrapped up in paper, but in swaddling clothes. The best gift that you received was not under a tree, but hung on a tree. The best gift that you received did not speak into your life, but gave you life. The best gift that you received was not given by human man, but it was given by the creator of redeeming me. The one who stepped out on nothing and said, let there be, and everything came into existence. He's the one that gave you the best gift ever. I can't leave you brothering out, brothering. The best gift did not come from a suit shop. Didn't come from a shoe shop or a hat shop. It did not come 36, 24, 36. Come to somebody say, no, that wasn't it. It didn't come with a fine, sexy voice. It didn't show up with a tight skirt. I wish I had some help up in here. But Jesus showed up. I wish I had some help in here. It didn't show up in a new Lexus. It didn't show up in a new Mercedes. It showed up on a donkey. I wish I had a praying church up in here, up in here. It didn't show up cooking dinner, breakfast, or lunch. But it showed up to keep you in your right mind. We gotta go. Time up, laughter. Okay, we gotta go. Laughter said we gotta go. On the first Sunday, we dealt with Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. For by grace are ye saved through faith. Not that of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. Turn to somebody and say, you ain't got nothing to brag about. If you do, you ought to brag about how good God is to you. Quit bragging. You can't brag about money because you ain't got none. I wish I had some help in here. You can't brag about how good you look because somebody looks better. Turn to somebody and say, all we can brag about is how good God. I'll pull the house again. Has he been good to anybody? We are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works. Turn to somebody and say, you were created to do good. And that good is in Christ Jesus. Quit coming up in here doing your own thing. I wish I had some help up in here. Turn to somebody and say, you ought to do good unto Christ. So at the end of the day, he's pleased. Spend too much time trying to please each other. And sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Turn to somebody and say, we'll never please each other. But if I submit myself under the mighty hand of God, he will be pleased, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. He says, wherefore, remember. He takes you back down memory lane. He says, remember, you ain't always been saved. He said, remember, you ain't always been holy. Remember, you ain't always been in Christ. He says, in time past, Gentiles in the flesh. And any time flesh steps in, Christ steps out. I wish I had some help in here. Who were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand. That at that time ye were what? Without Christ. Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. This is the part that messed me up. It says, having no hope. situation where you couldn't even find no hope. Matter of fact, you didn't think there was no hope. But look here, it says having no hope and without God in the world. It's sad to have to live in the world and not have God. It's sad to have to deal with worldly folks and not have God. It's sad to even have to deal with church folk and not have God. But now, I said, but now. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Somebody wrote a song that says, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood just for me. For one day when I was lost. I know y'all ain't never been lost. Turn to somebody and say, that's me right there. What? He died upon the cross. High five your neighbor and tell him, I know it was the blood for me. Is there anybody grateful for the gift of grace? God's unmerited favor. I don't know about you, but where would you be without the grace of God in your life? How far can you even tell them I'm glad that I've got grace in my life? Last week, we looked at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We looked at four areas of the text. First of all, we looked at God's grace. It's right there in John 3:16. It begins by saying, for God so loved the world. That's grace. He didn't have to love you. You didn't even love yourself. I wish I had some help in here. But secondly, we looked at God's gift that he gave his only begotten Son. That's why it bothers me when y'all show up looking like you've been sucking on lemons. Because if God gave you the best that he had, you ought to show up in here and bring him the best that you got. God is not dead. He's still alive. And as long as Christ is alive, we got hope. Thirdly, we looked at God's gospel. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Turn to somebody and say, that's good news. That I can go through hell here on earth and believe in Christ and I will not perish. See, man is limited to what he can do. See, you got to quit worrying so much about what other folks do and worry about what God can do. You will have a witness in him. God's gospel, his good news, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
Just look at your neighbor, look them dead in the eye and say, neighbor, do you believe? Do you believe that he is the Son of God? Do you believe that he's got all power in heaven and earth in his hands? Do you believe that he's gone to prepare a place for you? But do you believe he's coming again to receive you unto himself? Do you believe that God will supply all of your needs? Do you believe that he'll never leave you nor forsake you? Do you believe that his grace is sufficient for you? High five your neighbor and tell him, I believe. If God said it, I believe it. But lastly, we look at God's glory. The manifestation of his presence. I said the manifestation of his presence. God has a way of letting you know that he's with you. Anybody glad that he shows up every Sunday morning at King Solomon so that it can be a church and not a social club? What would King Solomon be without the presence of God? Turn to somebody and say, I didn't come to see you. I came to feel God's presence. I didn't come to see what you got on. I came to be in God's presence. I didn't come to hear the latest gossip. I came to hear God's presence. Because when you get in God's presence, a whole lot of junk you won't even see. Tell me, somebody say, have you ever been in the presence of God? In service, and you got out of church, and somebody said, did you see that? Where was I at? Turn to somebody and say, maybe I was in God's presence. Matter of fact, I was getting my breakthrough. That's about the same time I was shouting. That's about the same time I was giving God praise. Because it's his presence that makes the difference. I tell y'all all the time, there's a whole lot of churches that would die to have a portion of what's right up underneath our noses. I said they would die to have a portion. They have God show up every now and then. But anybody grateful that God shows up here? Even when we ain't here, he's here waiting on us to get here. That's why we ought to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and be thankful unto him and bless his name. Says, but we shall have everlasting life. Even after death, there's life. Death is not the end. It's the beginning. Because if you want to be present with God, you got to be absent from this body. So death is not the end. It's the beginning. I don't worry about a mansion down here, but trust me, I got one. You have a witness up in here. And we need to bless God on today. I said we need to bless God on today for the best gift ever. For we are here today because of the gift of God. Turn to somebody and say, you ain't here because of you. You ain't even here because you deserve to be here. Out of all the junk you done did, and I ain't talking about before salvation.
I wish I had some help in here. Turn to somebody and say, we all still do dirt every now and then. It just get to you now because the Holy Spirit is working on the inside of you. And I dare two or three of y'all just jump to your feet and give God a crazy praise. Because nothing can compare to the gift that he already gave you. For Acts 4:12 tells us neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name. I said there is no other name. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You can't get to the Father unless you go through the Son. Come to somebody and say, you might as well quit trying to bypass the Son. Because you can't get to the Father unless you go through the Son. Come here, Reggie, because if you try to go straight to the Father, he sees all your dirt. He sees your lying. He sees your backbiting. He sees your sin. But when you go through the Son, you got bricks. You try to get to the Father and the Son steps in and say, Father, don't look at him. Look at me. I know he messed up. Just look at me. Because when he sees his Son, he sees perfection. When he looks at us, he sees faults. When he looks at his Son, he sees what's pleasing in his eyes. When he looks at us, he sees shame. When he looks at his Son, he sees what he will welcome into heaven. When he looks at us, he sees filthy rags. He says, there's no other name whereby not we might, but we must be saved. And that's why I had to link Philippians 2:9 with it. Because God has first of all highly exalted him. Some of us want to be exalted. But can you handle the pressure that comes with exaltation? Can you handle being lied on? Can you handle being talked about? Can you handle being spit on? God, first of all, exalted him. And then he gave him a name, which is above every name. I say he gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, I can close right there.
Because something has to happen at the game. Well, what has to happen at the name of Jesus? First of all, every knee should bow. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you can bow now or you can bow later. But one thing for sure, you will bow down at his name. You can bow down now and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from thee, where shall I go? Every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. That's why in all things, give him praise. In the good, you ought to praise him. In the bad, you ought to praise him. When you're up, you ought to praise him. When you're down, you ought to praise him. When you're crying, you ought to praise him. When you're in laughter, you ought to praise him. I wish I had some help up in here. Only will every knee bow, but every tongue shall confess that Christ is Lord. Every tongue shall confess that Christ is Lord. I'm gonna try this side. Every tongue shall confess that Christ is Lord. Every tongue shall confess that Christ is Lord. Every tongue shall confess that Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. I'm out of here, but there's something about that name soothes my sorrow, dries my tears, put joy in my soul. Oh, put clapping in my hands, put dancing in my feet, put joy, 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 joy on the inside of my soul. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it. This peace that I have, oh, the world didn't give it. This love that I have, the world can't give it, and the world can't take it away. Demons tremble at the name. Mountains move at the name. There's something about that name. It's the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love Jesus. 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 Because of me, there is a name I love to hear. I love to say His word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name above. Oh, 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 how I love Him. Oh, how I love Him. I love Him. I love Him, I love Him. He's my doctor in a sick room. Lawyer in a courtroom. Way out of nowhere. Bread when I'm hungry. Water when I'm thirsty. Is there anybody here that loves my Jesus? High five your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, I don't know about you, but I love Him. I said I love Him. I love Him. Because He just keep on doing great things. I said He keep on doing great things. He keep on waking me up in the morning. He keep on putting money in my pocket. He keep on keeping me in right mind. And He'll keep me in perfect peace. You keep your mind scared. On Him. Is there anybody here that love my Jesus? We're scattering all over the building.